The following program is brought to you in living color.
Evening, ma'am. Can I buy you a drink?
Here, here, drink up.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty!
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Ha, this is going to be great.
Boy, you are some kind of freaky.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva. And you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That is what we're here for. We are the ones who are going to answer all your questions, not mock you, and hopefully send you in the right direction. Well, at least we're not going to mock most of you. So, I see you in the booth.
Is that a change of policy? Is that something new? You're not going to mock people this week?
I am trying to put that foot forward where I am the gentler, kinder, sweeter Laura Lawson.
I think there was a famous dictator that tried that once.
Yes, I know. It worked well.
Okay.
Personally, I've heard Elba was outstanding, so we'll check that out all the way around.
Yeah,
we'll see. Well, anyway, we are off to a lovely version of the Wine Crush, but today is going to be one of those days. I have so many different calls and so many different emails, and thank you so much for all the support. For those of you who have not reached out yet, please do, 877-4CRUSH1, or of course, email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com, that today the show is solely about you. All your questions, everything you want to know, we are going to clean the racks and clean the books around here and answer all of these questions and concerns people may have. Well, that and of course, and I've got so many different things on my brain. I mentioned last show that obviously this is the time of year where people are doing galas, they're doing shows, they're doing festivities, they're doing wine dinners, you name it, tastings. Seriously, there are probably 6 a night I could go and do. And I've probably been averaging about 4. My liver has officially asked to secede from the state of Lawson. It's asked to go ahead, have its own flag, its own country, and say, help me, I give up. And so because of that, I have a different viewpoint today. That are less brain cells, I'm not entirely sure. But in doing so, it's going to lead to some interesting conversations today. But before I get off on that tangent, I do have to do my wine recommendations. And both of them came about in interesting ways. The first one, of course, it would not be a Lawson Wine Crush show if we weren't talking about Chardonnay. And the Chardonnay I'm recommending this week is 2008 Rombauer Carneris Chardonnay. Now, I've taken a little grief because a lot of my Chardonnays have been creeping up in price point lately. Mea culpa, I'm sorry. I've just been drinking heavier bodied. And usually when you start getting to heavier bodied Chardonnays, you tend to pay through a body part for it. But today I'm back to the Rombauer. It's Carneris. It's nice. It's delicate. It's got that great tropical fruit. You get great pear. You get pineapple off it. Very crisp, very refreshing. And it's something that's good when the temperature doesn't really know what it's going to do. So Rombauer Chardonnay, you should be able to find it at your local retailer for under $20 a pop. So it definitely makes it user-friendly when you can find it. For a long time, this wine was highly allocated, but now they have increased their production, so it shouldn't be that difficult to find, definitely worthwhile. Word of caution, it does come in at about 14.5 alcohol. I wish I had known that before I had my second bottle. I probably wouldn't have been stumbling through the parking lot quite like I was. So do pay attention when you order that second round. Now, as far as red wines, I do love red wines. I wish I could afford to drink on a regular basis the red wines that I do tend to love. However, I have found something unique and something that I haven't really encountered a lot of. But I did have a friend that turned me on to this, Elizabeth Spencer Winery. This winery hasn't been around that long, of course, when we look at some of its neighbors there in Rutherford near BV. But they do just an astronomical amount of different wines. And one of them I found, yes, it is a little bit harder to get, but it's definitely worthwhile, is a Mount Veeder Zinfandel. Now, I'm going to take a moment to get off on with all my little wine court dorks out there. Mount Veeder, usually you find in Cabernet. When you aren't finding Cabernet, you find a little bit of Merlot. And failing all that, you find Cabernet Franc. A lot of people do not take up space on Mount Veeder for Zinfandel. That is a crying shame, because after tasting this Zinfandel, they definitely should make an effort for it. It has such great spice on it. Anytime you get a mountain fruit, of course, it's going to take longer to ripen, so it gets a lot better characteristics. Not better. I didn't say better. I take that back. That was personal opinion. But they're just cleaner. They're bigger. I get a lot of dark fruit off this. I get a lot of black pepper. I get a lot of spice, a lot of cedar. There's none of that green pepper, grapey flavor that sometimes you find from hot climates. This thing is outstanding. So Elizabeth Spencer, Mount Veeder Zinfandel. It's going to be a little difficult to find. I don't think there was that much of it made. But if nothing else, put Elizabeth Spencer on your radar. The wines are all good. And I'll tell you something further. I didn't know this much about the winery, and I'm embarrassed to admit I passed it several times. For the record, Kent, if you're keeping notes, we really ought to call the kind people at Elizabeth Spencer and get them on the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah. The enthusiasm there in the booth.
I didn't know she ran the place still. I thought...
She?
You said Elizabeth Spencer.
That's the name of the winery.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention.
All right, fine.
Once again, I hope the rest of you are paying attention.
It's not run by Darth Veeder, is it? I guess not.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, God. Is that your Halloween costume?
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. Anyway, something that really, really appeals to me about this winery, I do order a lot of my wines online. It goes hand in hand with the recycle bin. I don't necessarily want people to know what I'm drinking. So if I go shop around my house, everybody makes a comment on it, and I swear there are times where people know I have purchased their wines before I get them open and into the house. So I do a lot of purchasing online, and something I came across I had not seen anywhere else, but I found this on the Elizabeth Spencer website. Heat warning. Due to extreme heat across the country, we may not be able to ship via UPS ground methods for an extended time. If you wish to ship via UPS ground, your order may be subject to weather hold, and we will ship your order once the heat subsides. I thought that was absolutely outstanding, because I know I've made reference in past shows about the fact of how your wine does get across the country. Cattle calls, rail cars. It's always interesting to see how this wine comes in one way or the other.
Wouldn't that be a problem throughout the summertime for everybody?
Absolutely. Which is why this winery just has me so impressed and I'm so excited about this. Because I have had UPS shipments with wines come, literally the corks popping out, and by the time you get done back and forth and back and forth, and by the time you get American Express involved, it's always an issue. But something like this I think is absolutely outstanding. So... I wonder if that means, like, if they're shipping to Alaska or if they're shipping to places where it gets, was it Nome, gets 30 below.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have a cold advisory as well.
Good question.
Yes.
Why don't we have them on and ask them?
I think we shall. Thank you for paying attention. So anyway, off my tangent, our two wine recommendations for today are Rombauer Chardonnay and Elizabeth Spencer Zinfandel. And like I said, it's always nice and refreshing to find people who actually care about their wines, care about how they get to you, and care about how they are when they finally consume them, which is ultimately the end goal. It's always fun to encounter different people on how they get their wines home. I took some grief a while ago because I had a bottle of a very expensive Napa Valley Cabernet I did not know had gotten caught up under my seat. You think at some point I would have noticed that the wine was missing, but no, it didn't. Needless to say, it left a big mark on my car. But past that, how many people unwittingly know that in the summertime or in the winter, do not leave your wines in the car. Do not leave them outside. Do not leave them on top of your refrigerator. Do not put that little wine rack on top of your refrigerator so that you can actually have a gap to fill and say, oh, that looks nice. I look like I drink wine. No, wine is perishable. It has its own little heart and soul and personality. We don't want to insult it any more than we want to insult other people. Unless, of course, they're the French embassy, but that's neither here nor there. Right, Kip?
Right, yeah. Drag me into this.
Oh, I'm kicking and screaming. I'm going to drag you into it. But you actually did bring up a great point. It's that time to start thinking about it. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, I have no idea yet. I have no idea.
Come on, you're always really good and creative. For our listeners, I love giving bits and pieces of Kent out here and there. Kent is very much into acting and drama with his outstanding announcer voice. He does a great job on stage.
I have appeared in 30 different productions.
30 different productions. At home, away from home, does that count what you're doing in the shower? Anyway.
No, on the legitimate stage.
Very well.
Yeah.
So you ought to be very adept at finding cool costumes.
That's the one thing somebody else does that for me.
Oh,
they cast me in a role. They find my costume. I don't go look for anything.
Very, very nice.
Yeah,
good to know.
What are you going to be?
Well, I'm going to be my charming self. I'm going to put a witch hat on, and that's pretty much going to say everything.
No, you're supposed to dress up as something unusual.
The wine witch.
Okay.
The perfect wine witch. Interchange the W with a B. It really makes no difference.
All right. We'll do our Halloween show, what, next week?
Next week.
Is it next week? Okay.
Yes. Hey, and on that note, I'm going to ask y'all for several call-ins today. I took some grief after last Halloween because one of my favorite things to do is to take my favorite Halloween candies and pair them up with wines for Halloween. Because let's face facts, when the little kitties are coming around, here's your Snickers, here's your Twix, here's a glass for mommy. That's how it's supposed to run. But I apparently forgot a lot of y'all's favorite Halloween candy. So you're going to have to go ahead and send me emails or let us know on the wine line if there's something specific you want paired. Like a, what was it, a marmalade, something with a whole bunch of marshmallow in it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't think
I don't
that
know
often
what that's
about
called,
marshmallow.
Yeah.
Well, apparently something about my accent, the region of the country I come from, and the fact that I can forget certain regional favorites really came into play. I had some very entertaining mail on that. So for those of you who are planning ahead, let me know what your favorite Halloween candy is. Do not make it too difficult and don't find anything out of the way. If I can't go to my local drugstore, Mega Mart, and find it, that's no fun. But tell me what your favorite candy is and we'll certainly find a pairing for it. So,
next. Do you want to preview mine? Can you do mine on the spot?
Absolutely. Hey, when do I not do something for you on the spot,
all right,
Kent?
All right.
Hey, what, we replaying around here?
All right. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
What wine pairs with Reese's Pieces?
Okay. When you have the Reese's Pieces, you have the chocolate on the outside, but the peanut butter tends to be a little sweet inside. So when you put the balance together, I don't want a sweet wine with that because sweet and sweet never go together. I need something with a little bit of nut into it. How appropriate that you would pick that. So if I have chocolate, nut, a little bit of sweet, I'm going to go with a red Zinfandel or I'm going to go with a Syrah. Now, simply because the sweetness is going to set off the Syrah, but it needs to be a California Syrah so it doesn't have all the whip and thorn and bigness of a Shiraz from Australia.
Wow. So well, you're good at this, or you at least sound like you are.
That's I sound good at it. Of course, by the time you pick up your Reese's Pieces and you actually go get a bottle of Syrah, a bottle of Zin to go with it, it'll be interesting.
Should be.
Yes. Now, are you actually going to take your Reese's Pieces and drop them in the top of the wine bottle and drink from the bottle?
No. I would eat, then drink.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it.
Eat a few, drink some wine.
That takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm sorry we are getting off on our own discourse. We are going to take a break right now. But just remember, the show is all about you today. So you'll get a whole show of all this interesting commentary all the way around. We're going to take a small break and then more of you when we return.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush. Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, cold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, cold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today the show is all about you. But actually, for a moment, it's going to be about me, because as we were thinking of strange candies and as we were talking off the air, I remember when I was a kid, there used to be these little candies, and they were wax, and you would bite the top off what looked like a little wax bottle, and you could drink whatever sweet, sugary kind of
Kool-Aid. I remember those. Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but I remember that.
But I haven't thought of those in years. Can you imagine if you had a whole bunch of those little bottles and you put wines in them?
I'm thinking that's a great idea.
That would be so much fun. You could have
Now,
parties.
Wine and wax, how does that go?
Well, fine. Well, they wouldn't be in it that long, and some wineries do seal with wax, so there's got to be some kind of complimentary thing.
Okay.
But let's face facts, they wouldn't last that long. You could bite off the top, guzzle them down. Those could be great
little
for
sample,
purses.
Little sample bottles of wine. I like that idea.
Exactly. Purses,
then you eat the bottle.
Fanny packs, yeah. College classes.
Did you ate the bottles, didn't
airplanes?
You? Didn't you eat the bottle and chew it? It was like chewy wax.
Yeah, no, I never ate the wax.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Perhaps someone should have supervised you a little bit more.
Probably so.
All right, if anyone has any clue what Ken and I are talking about, since we don't, please call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. But I do think that would be an interesting delivery method. But I do like to follow up on past shows, and something I will touch base on. Of course, we had the 100% cork on the show last week, but there was recently an article. This comes from the Napa Valley Register, and it's talking about Hoag Cellars and how they have finally done 5 years of Riesling productions, 04 to 08, and they put them all in screw caps. And so they asked a whole bunch of wine experts, wine writers, I'm just hurt they didn't ask me, to sit down and to see what they thought and how the wines were aging. And as they went through, the wine showed that they were really aging how Riesling should age. Each year showed a tiny more color. Each year showed a different flavor. So it definitely was oxidizing and, well, oxidizing is a bad term. It was definitely maturing and creating itself like it was supposed to. Of course, we all talk about these screw caps. These wines aren't necessarily meant to age, so I don't necessarily know what the benefit is. It'd be interesting to see 5 years of their red wines and if they had done that and see the compare and contrast. But the interesting thing they found is, you know, once again, we talked about 100% cork last week, that the wines that have been in these plastic synthetic type corks definitely were showing some disadvantages in the fact that sometimes They tasted a little bit strange. They got strange quart particles in the binder. Nothing was really outstanding about those corks. So it'll be fun to see how it continues for a while. Well, moving on, this is about you. And right now we do have a call on the wine line. And this is from Ed. And Ed resides in Chicago, Illinois. Ed, welcome to The Crush.
I know that wine and food are supposed to complement each other. However, I am a vegetarian. How do I go about pairing? And also, should I just stick to a particular varietal?
All right, Ed. So you know that wine and food are supposed to complement each other, but you're a vegetarian. And what are you saying? You don't eat food? That vegetarians don't eat food? So, Ed, I'm not really following your question, but I do see where there can be a problem with that. A lot of times we talk about, you know, wine doesn't go well with asparagus or wine doesn't go well with certain kind of different vegetables. And it goes back initially, if you're doing some kind of sauce, if you're doing some kind of side dish that involves whether it's cheeses, whether it's butter, whether it's a béarnaise, whether it's a hollandaise, whether it's a Thai sauce, whether it's like a coconut milk, that should usually be the deciding factor in trying to pick your wines. There's no reason you should stick with one varietal. Just because you don't eat meat doesn't mean the whole spectrum is not open to you on what you can and can't pair with. The only thing, I will stand by this, I don't care how many chefs come on the show, there is absolutely nothing that will pair with asparagus. Nothing worth eating, nothing worth drinking. If you're going to have asparagus, which I'm sure is absolutely outstanding all by its little lonesome, drink some water, drink some iced tea, drink something.
Really? But nothing?
That's a personal opinion. People are going to argue that. Till you can smother that stuff in hollandaise and béarnaise till the cows come home, and there's still going to be that green chlorophyll bitter flavor that destroys every wine I've ever tried it with. It's a personal opinion. I'm sure someone out there has an argument for it. But no, asparagus is the one thing you stay away from. I love Chardonnay and broccoli go well together. I have had green beans will go with just about any wine on the planet. Once again, it goes back to how they're prepared. Green beans and Sauvignon Blanc, green beans and white Zinfandel, green beans and red Zinfandel. It does go all the way through. But you understand my whole vegetable aspect is pretty much reduced. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of person. The only vegetables I'm really around a lot are those that either work in the studio or work with me elsewhere. So past that, I can't be a lot of advice on that. But definitely try whatever you'd like to try. And it goes back to drink what you like, not what you're told. Try what you want to with what. Eventually, you'll find up with a pairing you like. Well, Ed, I hope that helps. If we have further comments or questions, do call me back to clarify, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, we're going to take yet another break right here, but when we return, we'll do some more follow-up on some other shows. We'll preview the next show, and of course, we will talk a little bit more with you, our Wine Crush listeners.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are having fun taking your calls and your emails. And a last commentary to our listener, Ed in Chicago. Tune in next week, because next week we'll have both Rajat Parr and Jordan McKay on the show. They're the ones that wrote the book Secrets of Sommeliers. And so I think the book is going to go into how all sommeliers taste, how they approach things, how they look at things, but maybe they will have an answer on what you should be drinking all the time with your vegetarian entrees. You never know. All we can do is try. All right. Well, of course, part of the beauty about the wine business is the people and the passion that are associated with it. If you think back over past shows, if a winemaker gives you one defining piece of advice on how to be a winemaker or how to pursue wine, always be passionate about it. But people can take that to different levels. Of course, I've been doing a lot of shows. I've been doing a lot of charity tastings. I've been doing a lot of auctions over the past 5 weeks. And in doing so, I did one last Thursday. And so I'm sitting at the table, and we were having a very roundabout conversation about the fact that now Sonoma Valley is going to dictate if you're Alexander, if you're Russian River, if you're one of the different AVAs in Sonoma, you're going to have to put Sonoma County on the label. Well, I had 2 gentlemen standing in front of me, and I do mean gentlemen. They were dressed very nice. They were in their suits. We aren't talking some young punk standing in front of my table. But as they talked and they drank a little more wine, they got into a discussion that became Napa versus Sonoma Cabernets. And this is usually interesting, and I do encounter this with winemakers and people who represent different wineries. These guys were totally out of the industry. They were hobbyists. And the longer they stood there, the more the discussion turned into a diatribe. And the more it became a diatribe, the more it became heated and volatile. Now, I stepped away for a second to talk to someone else, and the next thing I knew is a glass of Sonoma Cabernet had landed squarely down the other gentleman's front shirt, followed very closely by a punch in the nose. So let me go ahead and dictate and send this word of warning out to all of our listeners. We do advocate passion in the wine business. We think it's a necessity. It's an encouragement. In fact, I tell everybody, after 3 years, you in the wine business, you either realize you're insane enough to do this the rest of your life or you need to go sell pharmaceuticals. It does take a little bit of insanity. But seriously, if you find yourself at a tasting, just remember, always be polite. Your opinion is your opinion, and it doesn't matter how much wine you waste throwing it on someone else, you are not going to change their opinion. So please, do not include the rest of us in whatever little fantasy you want to have about coming out on top.
You run with a rough crowd.
It was the most well-heeled crowd I'd been around in probably 2 weeks. It wasn't a public tasting. It was a private charity-only tasting. I was absolutely floored. Well, actually, the Napa guy who wanted the Napa Cabernet, he's the one that wound up floored. But never seen anything like that. I will give, there was a lady credit, and I think she was one of their dates. She very casually leaned over them, picked up the bottle of Cabernet, and she said, if it's worth fighting for, I'd really like to taste it.
Whoa.
And she's turned around and walked off. Yeah, she's my hero. I meant to try and catch her before the night was over with, but never got around to it. So anyway, like I said, I enjoy my stories, but I do want to put my parables and my little stories that may have some consequence for you in here. In the meantime, since the rest of you and Kent is about to hang himself, we are going to hear another voice. Right now we have Susan from the great state of North Carolina. Susan, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Yes, hi. My question is, many of the wines I find recommended are ones I can only find online. Is there anything I should watch out for when purchasing wine online?
Wow, that's a very roundabout question. First off, Susan, I refer you back to the beginning of the show, what I read about Elizabeth Spencer. If the wine is coming from California and the whole country is in a heat wave and even Death Valley is starting to look like it's chilled, probably not a great time to be shipping wine across the country. So I would definitely check your temperatures. As far as going through and ordering wine or not ordering wine, it's a double-edged sword. My best recommendation to people who want to order wine, definitely use credit cards, whether it's American Express, whether it's a Capital One, one of these cards that offers you a certain level of insurance. On second, and on top of that, if you're buying expensive wine off the internet, definitely insure it and it's shipping, because you will have opportunities where no matter how well it's packed, it's definitely going to wind up in several different little pieces with this great little purple dripping come out of it. But something to really consider, I order from wineries. I order from, I don't want to give out names, I order from big conglomerates online. I stay away from individual buyers. I stay away from eBay. I stay away from Craigslist. I stay away from those kind of places simply because I don't know how the wine's stored. And we've done so many shows on counterfeit wines. If I'm going to spend money on a red wine, I want to make sure that I have got a trail of evidence that if all of a sudden it's supposed to be a 61 Margaux and it comes to me with a Crayola crayon label and the top has been chewed off, then I definitely have a provenance and I can go backwards and get my money back. But as far as giving you straight up advice, if you're just doing this for a hobbyist, if you're doing it to try new things, then definitely go to the wineries. They offer great value. They offer some insights. Plus, they usually offer some stuff you can't get in the local Mega Mart. They also offer stuff that you can't get, whether it's a mega conglomerate on tap. Sorry, Ken. I keep almost saying the retailers I buy from, and I'm trying to be politically correct so okay. I don't cause problems. So I keep catching myself because I know exactly what I want to say, but I'm trying not
don't
to
say
answer.
It. Then.
I know I'm trying not to answer the question, but answer the question. So welcome to my world. It does get difficult since I rarely have a filter on my mouth. But the best advice is definitely buy from retailers who are well-respected. You can check out also, if you have any questions, always check out with the Better Business Bureau. They will give you a full answer, much better than the one I gave you. Who knows? Give me a couple glasses of Chardonnay. I'll tell you who to buy from. But past that, I really don't think my sponsors will appreciate that. So, Susan, I hope you have luck shopping online. And once again, remember the wineries, they're your friends. They will certainly help you out. For those of you who just want to make fun of that whole answer to that last question, call me, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me directly, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com.
I suggest what they do, they should go to the website and they should download the show and play it back backwards, and it'll make more sense.
God, you funny. Actually, you could have stepped in. Hey, Susan, I will update my answer. Go to the Wine Crush website. We have had a lot of great retailers on the show. We have actually had shows on where to purchase wine. That would be a great reference point for you, and that way you can look and say, oh, I like that, I like that, I like that,
there's
I don't
an idea.
Like that.
Yeah.
There we go. Between Kent and I, promise, one day we will come up with a complete answer. Yeah, Laura Smales really needs to step back up and start showing back up for these taping sessions, because you and I get so far off the ranch that I'm shocked that we can get away with some of the stuff we're getting away with. So past that, go figure.
She'll have to bring the cattle prod back in again.
Oh, I know, but she tends to get upset when I insult the French or minories or the Italians or,
yes. The
or
UN,
you.
The UN does too, but yes. That's okay. We weren't going to tell you about that.
Yeah, but she does kind of get mad. All right. We always like to talk about interesting things, and we were laughing a segment ago, about Halloween, getting ready for Halloween, and I have a good friend who dresses up as Miles for the last 5 years. Now, granted, at some point during the night, he does get cold cock laid flat, and no one and everybody walks up to him. They'll give him nothing to drink but Merlot. But nevertheless, he dresses up as Miles from Sideways every year.
Oh, okay.
Now, apparently, the author of the book that Sideways came from has decided to write another book and has a book coming out. And apparently it was against judgment from his agent. It was against judgment from everyone. But yes, he does have a book coming out. It's going to be called Vertical. So we went from Sideways to go to Vertical. It will be very, very interested. Rex Pickett, of course, is the author of Sideways. And so we are very much looking forward to seeing what this book is going to entail.
Same characters, same everything?
I don't know. We're going to... Well, hey, write this down, too. Since Laura's not here, take notes.
Okay.
We really need to get Rex Pickett on the show so we can ask him all these questions.
Okay.
And I'd really like to talk to the man who created Miles out of his head. I don't know if I need to worry about him. I don't know if I need to be concerned about him. But I either want him as a really, really dear friend, or I'm like Miles, I just want to run him over in the parking lot. We shall see. But we're going to take a small break right here. When we return, we will continue on this ramshackle way of answering your calls and your emails here at the Wine Crush.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to
to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Wine Crush, I'm Laura Lawson. You are listening to The Crush today, and we are answering all your calls and emails. We are just having a grapey show all the way around. Now, I got a small little lecture at the break, and I was told to focus more on the listeners that I tend to get off on tangents. But I've got a great email here, and I do want to read this email. And I do have two tangents. I promise it's only two after this email. This email is from Karen in Kentucky. And Karen writes, which state grows the most grapes? My husband and I have an argument. He says New York. I know it's California. Let us know. Dinner rides on it. Okay. Now, I do have a question for you. In the day of Google, in the day of the internet, in the day of the fact that my husband can pull up stuff on his phone faster than I can dig through my head and find the answer on things, why don't y'all just go on the internet and ask these questions? Seriously.
That's why you're here, though.
I know
you should know this
here.
Stuff.
I do know this stuff. But who can wait for me to get through a bag of email and all these different emails? How long have we been holding on to some of these calls and emails?
Well, a lot. A long
time. Okay, that woman has starved to death by now.
I know.
She's absolutely starved. She's got to have found some other way to settle her bet. Now, if she had actually called in the wine line or emailed me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com, I could have popped her an answer right back. But some of these are from the info@winecrush.com.
But you are the wine Google.
I am the wine Google.
Yes.
I have googly eyes after a lot of wine, but I don't know if I'm the wine Google.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay. Well, we'll disregard that. Well, anyway, long story short, absolutely 100%, California is the number one grape producing state in the United States. And your husband really should have bought you dessert and a great bottle of wine because Washington State has actually taken second place. I bet Oregon is going to catch up and take third, but right now it is still New York. Obviously, there's a lot of grape producers in New York. There's also a lot of bulk producers in New York. But it leads me to my two tangents. Obviously, my first tangent is, all right, when people Google about wine, what do you Google? I guess, what do you Yahoo? What do you Bing? I shouldn't be specific when I say that. But when you go to the internet, why are you looking up things about wine? Are you looking up brand names? Are you looking up varietals? Are you looking up wine questions? Are you looking up magazines? Give us a call. Let us know. 877-4-CRUSH-1. I think that would be a really interesting idea for a show. When we actually go online, what are we looking for? I know what I look for. I occasionally look to do some fact-checking. I look to see what's going on in the insider news. I look at specific wineries and find great things like Elizabeth Spencer's commentary. But what does Everyday Joe go look for? Kent, what would you look for?
Oh, I would look for this. I just looked this up.
Oh, did you?
You started talking about the most wine-producing state. I got the top 10.
Do you now?
And how much?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You want to try to guess? Can you give me the top 10? Let's see how close you could get.
All right, top 10 in order.
In order.
Number one, California. Number two, Washington. Number three, New York.
No. You're wrong already.
I am.
Number two, New York.
What's the date on it?
As of 2007.
All right. See, now here exactly was my point to my tangent. This is exactly where I was going. You fell right into it, and this is why I absolutely love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, put in 2010, you'll find out I'm right. But past that, when you go and Google on the internet, when you go and look for things, how do you know if the information's correct? We've had those. We always want to find good wine sites. But past that, it's really important that you pay attention to what you're looking at. Now, see, Kent did a classic example, and he and I could have argued it till the cows come home. Now he's going to find 2010. He'll have to come back, grovel, and apologize, and we'll go from there. But nevertheless, I want to know what you go look up online. I want to know why you're looking at it. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Now, to get back to the email, while Kent, I'm watching him fiercely type up and down the computer
trying to find it. I don't think they have the 2010 numbers
yet. No, of course not.
No.
So
can you guess the 2007 numbers?
No, I'm not going back to that. We have a show. No one else is interested in hearing us argue.
That's true.
Besides, it's my tangents they want to hear about.
All right.
The second thing is exactly kind of ties into what Kent says, is even if you're looking for numbers like this, if you're looking for statistics, I could really have fun with the email and say, okay, what state grows the most grapes? Well, what state grows the most wine-producing grapes? Or what percentage of grapes are produced for table grapes? And do they count for the overall totals? You give me any facts or figures, and I can skew them for you. So that's one of the things you need to be careful on when you ask questions like that. So, yes, there is a reason to call me. I can give you, one, usually up-to-the-date facts, but number two, we can have the statistics so you can take back, look at them, and take from them what you want to. Yes, a lot of people in my past life in the wine business really enjoyed spending time with me when I could take their statistics and flip them around. So never a dull moment. All right, sorry to get off on tangents. We will take a phone call right now. I promise I will shut up briefly. We now have Dean from Virginia on the wine line. Dean, welcome to The Crush.
I've heard a little bit about wine being sold in vending machines. Is this just a rumor, or is this something that's actually going to be happening?
Oh.
And where could I find these vending machines?
I want one in the lobby. We need one in the lobby. We need one in the building. I think there needs to be one in every bus station, every place known to mankind. But Dean, actually, it is all 100% true. Now, it's interesting on how it's true, but it's still 100% true. I'm trying to test my memory. I encourage you, Dean, go back on the Wine Crush website. We talked about it. I believe it's the state of Pennsylvania that actually initiated all this, where you could go up, swipe your driver's license, put your credit card in, and you had to blow. You had to actually let them know you weren't totally inebriated, and you could get wine out of the vending machine. Now, Hong Kong, Japan, China, a lot of the more tech-savvy countries that have really gotten into all the vending machines and all the kiosks, now they've been having wine in cans for a long, long time. You know, you look at things like Pommery Pops that are in cans these days, you definitely can get those rolling out. Now, something interesting to think about, and this would go from state law to state law to state law, is 90% of your vending machines out there, you know, if it's not a big thing that says Coca-Cola on it, if you just walk up and find these random ones, they're actually stocked by vending services. And in doing so, the vending services can pick and choose whatever they want to put in them. You know, I know that a lot of them put Red Bull in them. I know they put sandwiches in them. I've seen them put Orange Crush in them. I've seen them put all kind of different things. So this is something we probably should lobby with our vending machine people, saying, hey, we'd love to have Pommery Pops in that vending machine. But yes, Dean, it is true. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. You can get wine from a vending machine. We're going to take a small break right here. When we return, we'll try and wrap this up and make sense of this week's show. And of course, your phone calls and emails take priority.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20-year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max it. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood. Hi-ya! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya!
It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I hope you've enjoyed today's show as much as I have. It's fun to get down to some of these emails and phone calls. I like the fact they're off the beaten path, and that's what I'm trying to encourage from all of you. Give me stuff that's off the beaten path. Let's make this interesting. 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me directly at Laura Lawson, LauraLawson at winecrush.com. Well, I think we've covered some ground today. We have learned that numbers lie. We know there's a lot of great books coming out. We've discussed the virtue of being passionate versus overzealous when it comes to wine. And, of course, we know we have some great guidance coming up next week with the Secrets of the Sommelier's authors coming up. But ultimately, it's always fun how you sit back and see yourself how you see in wine. And now I have a question for you, our listeners. And I do mean this sincerely because I have Googled and Yahooed and I can't find this. Do they make left-handed corkscrews? I feel like they must, but my question comes from this. I would say conservatively, I have opened well over 10,000 bottles of wine in my lifetime. Over the last 4 weeks and all the events and all the trainings I have done, I keep picking up corkscrews and I will go to open the bottle and the worm is facing the wrong way. Now, in all fairness, I have stolen a couple of these wine tools here and there, or I have wound up with them in my car. But nevertheless, there's my question to you. Call me, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Does a left-handed wine tool exist, and where did you find it? Well, that is today's show. I hope you've had as much fun as I have, and be tuning in with us next week, and we will learn even greater things about the grape. In the meantime, the Crush is reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.